But what's going on? I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
And I am Nick. You guys are listening to episode 25 of The Drippin' Husbands.
Yes. Why are we doing weird voices? Stop it. Just stop it.
Look, just because you're hungover and feel like a shitty bag of shit on fire doesn't mean that we can't have fun.
We're going to have fun, but this is going to mean me shitting on both of you. Everything you guys say. That's stupid. Shut up.
You're that kid in the back of the class where it's just like, all right, class, we're playing a game. And you're just like, this game's fucking stupid. You're like, heads up, seven up sucks.
Nope, fuck it. I know who picked me.
Heads up, my dick's up.
I've been cheating this whole time. I look at the shoes. Like,
Why do you think I'm heads up, seven up?
Champ. So many flaws in this game. Like, why are we fucking playing?
It was a game that was done on the honor system, man.
Well, I rarely have that, so.
Here's the thing. The people that implemented the
honor
system.
That's why I win always.
The people that implemented the honor system only implemented it so they didn't have to follow the honor system.
Right?
Like, come on, man. What are you talking about?
Let's be real. Like.
Let's be real. Yeah. All right, so let's kick it out. We normally do. How was everybody's Friday?
Sleepy Panda. I'm tired.
Motherfucker, I had 5 hours of sleep.
Get on my level, son.
2 day period.
Get on my level, son.
Ooh,
only 5 hours in 2 days. Ooh.
You're like opposite of Satan bot. You're still Satan, but you're not a robot. You're Satan shutting down.
But dude, you don't understand.
Error does not compute. Sleep now.
Like, it was a whole series of events, and it was the universe saying, "You gonna pass out today, motherfucker." Like, that's it. It was,
like, done.
Done. Yeah. Like I got home at 3 yesterday, and I was like, "I'm gonna do some homework, do all this bullshit, get it out of the way." 6 o'clock rolls around. I was like, I'm gonna lay down, take a nap.
Take a nap before I go out on a Friday.
Yeah,
you know.
I was hype. It's Friday. I'm like, fuck yeah,
gotta
Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Done. Fucking done. Like there, like
I rolled, not done in the good way. He was just done sleeping.
Yeah.
I rolled over and looked at the clock, and it was like 11:45. And then you called, and I was just like, it's not happening.
Nah.
It's not like as much as that. And that's the thing. Like I saw Dante the night before. He was like, yo, I finally got the night off. It was my birthday. You coming out? You should come out. I was just like, maybe. He was like, all right, I'll take that. Fuck.
Nope.
Like, nope, didn't have it. Couldn't muscle it, couldn't stomach it.
That is so nice, even though you're lonely.
All right. I'm lonely. I'm tired. That's different.
Sorry. I love you.
So
tell me you love me.
Yeah. Tell me I'm pretty.
Why'd you laugh?
Why would I lie?
Because it's funny. You think that you're... No, appealing to any sex at all. Sorry.
Of course. I'm a sex symbol. Have you met me?
Okay.
So my Friday, I was telling Marcus on the way over here because I went to pick him up. Downtown was balls to the wall nuts.
Wasn't it
last night?
Because it was bike night.
And they closed off, like, major roads. Like, they closed off Beaver, which isn't that big of a deal. They do that for First Friday.
And they cut off George Street for
They cut off
a
chunk of George Street. Right. They cut off a huge chunk of Market. So, like, two of the very big commuting areas. So, traffic downtown was terrible.
We should have went, but we should have had, like, Huffies.
I heard it was bicycle night.
Bike night? Bicycle night? Like, it works.
Get our own, like, sweater vests and put, like Hex Minions or something on there. Like,
can we get tattoos really quick? Everyone get matching tattoos?
Let's do it. But,
just a disclaimer, we're having fun here. Don't, like, kill us and throw us in back alley. Please, yeah. Thank you.
So it was just crowded as all hell. I was telling Marcus, I was coming from my mom's place where we have Alex drop off her car since it actually got broken into when it was down here before. But, we have her stop at my mom's, so I went to pick her up, and normally that's maybe a 10-minute drive, depending on the lights kind of thing. It took us 40 minutes to get from my mom's back to my apartment. Like, that's how balls to the wall, like, just crowded and, like, traffic, bumper to bumper kind of thing, like, trying to go down Queen Street was insane. And, so then later on, Joe Stein, Steve, myself and Alex were chilling, we're drinking a little bit, and then we went out and grabbed 6-pack down at the Hound, because they now have a 6-pack place open adjacent to them. went down there, kept on drinking and whatnot, and then, what was it, maybe like 11:30 or 12, like,
I made your way down to Murph's.
I made my way down to Murph's because the other guys were like, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to bed, and I'm like, it's Friday night, son, come on! So, like, Alex had to be up early, so I understood her, but the other two were just like, I'm tired, I'm like, alright, whatevs. So I hiked it down to Murph's and joined up with Luke and Greg and Dante and yeah, I'll let you throw in your portion right here now, Luke.
So Dante's birthday, that was like, I wasn't sure if I was gonna be in town, but then Thursday night he came up to me, he's like, it's my birthday. I was like, well, of course I'm gonna be around. So I recovered most of the day Thursday, did some like read a bit, and then
you mean you recovered most of the day Friday?
From Thursday, right. Yeah. You know, whatever.
It's just a constant cycle for Luke, right? It all blends in.
It's like a constant state of drunk and hungover on the weekends. Like, there's no midterm. Like, I get like an hour of I feel okay.
Uncle Luke.
But it's time to go out now, so. So, I like texted Dante early in the night, like, what's your plan, dude? And then, he didn't respond because he was asleep. Like, he kind of did what you did, but he's like, oh, it's my birthday.
But he actually got up and came out.
I gotta go be a birthday dude. So I called him at like
birthday dude.
Probably like 10:15. Like 10:15.
Birthday dude. Yes.
All about that birthday dude.
So I called him like 10:15, and phone rings like 6 times. And I figured he's not picking up, and then he picks up like right before I went to voicemail. He's like, yeah, what's up? Hey, I'm just seeing what you're doing for your birthday. Like, you still coming? I was like, yeah, like, what time is it? It's like 10:15. He's like, oh, shit. All right, I'm gonna get up, and I'll see you at Murph's in a while. Like, so we get to Murph's to do our thing for a bit, and then I was texting Nick. He's like, everyone's chilling here. He's like, okay, so Nick's not coming out. And then,
that was the plan.
And then around, like, midnight or so, I was like, Dante, Greg, we should drink more, but I don't want to spend like $50 on shots that won't get me drunk. So we went back to Greg's place, and we all just ripped a bunch of shots there, hang out for a while, and then you met up with us.
Yeah, I met you up with the guys up at Greg's.
That's where we reconvened, and I was like, I was just on another level like at that point.
Then right. We went back to Murph's.
Right, went back to Murph's.
And kept drinking.
And then it's all a haze. Like, this is like one of those nights where I like kind of like it's a brownout because like I haven't had a hard blackout a very long time, but everything is like really blurry.
Fuzzy.
Yeah, like, I don't remember leaving Murph's, but I remember being back at Greg's. Like it was me, you, Greg, and Dante. Yeah, when we were still like taking shots, I was like, oh god. And then so Greg went to bed. Okay, this is what I was telling Greg, because like at one point we went to Rutter's.
We did go to Rutter's. Me and Dante hiked it up to Rutter's. Because on the way back from Rutter's, Dante went.
Right. I remember I was telling Greg, it's like, I can't remember, like, I know I went to Rutter's. I can't remember if Nick or Dante came with me. He's like, how can you not tell the difference? Like, it's like, one's white, and then the other one's black man and angry at me and all the time.
We get confused. You're not wrong.
You cannot mistake
Nick. One's white and happy, the other is black and angry.
You cannot mistake Nick for Dante. And it's like, oh wait.
No, it happens all the time. They always confuse us.
I've seen it happen. Dante, I'm just like, hi.
Well, whatever drugs you were taking, I want some of that. Hit me up.
I actually found them in your oven. That didn't work last.
So that's where they were.
That's where they were.
But I didn't have a fucking microwave like a fucking caveman.
I had a toaster. Yeah,
toaster.
All the things I needed. Like,
I'm not even gonna argue.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah. Like my brain is melting out of my fucking ear at the moment. So
yeah, and I'm the one who's hungover. Like.
But no, that's just your logic that hurts my brain.
From there, Dante left when we were walking back from Rutter's. And then it was just you and me just chilling out on Greg's porch, patio, whatever the hell you want to call it, stoop.
For
a long time. And then, like, I kind of realized the time, it's like 6:45. I'm like, crap, I have to be back home to get Alex to work and everything here soon. And I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to leave, man. And I'm like, and we did it again. Another accidental sunrise.
The thing is, like, with our accidental sunrises, it's like, okay, cool, the sun's coming up. We're like, whatever, it's all good. I just want to be outside. Shit. That's the sun.
What time is it?
Like, exactly.
I guess I didn't check the clock at all from the time we left Murph's till then, because it went from, I guess, did we leave it closed?
We did.
Okay, I can't remember. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the sun's, I was like, shit. So,
that happened.
I have problems.
But, so then I hiked it back down here, got back in around like 7:15 kind of thing. I crashed for like a half hour before I actually had to get up to get Alex to work. And I was like, all right, half hour sleep. I'm good to go for another 5 days. Let's do this. And, yeah, obviously out of the two of us, one of us is doing a little bit better than the other.
Okay, Satan bot. Like, I'm telling you, one day, like, your body's just going to shut down. Like, you know, you're going to probably go to the doctors the day before, and he's going to be like, yeah, your liver's fine.
You're in perfect health.
Your liver's fine. Your kidneys are fine. Everything's fine in you. And then we're at the bar, and then Nick's going to say something. He's going to be laughing at his own joke obnoxiously. Ha, 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 ha. And just collapse. And that will be the story of Nicholas Lenz.
And his spirit will haunt you and just poke you while you're asleep, asking you if you're awake.
Right, it's like, hey, buddy, I'm on my 16th rum and coke. It's constantly. It's like,
why don't they just make your drinks in buckets now?
Right. Well, I remember.
Can I get a rum and coke pitcher, please? Like,
I remember. When Luke and I did our one binge earlier this past year, when we did the, like, well, for me, it was 32 hours. I think Luke was 28 hours of just straight drinking. And I remember we were back at my place, and
It's one of those days where it hurts thinking about it.
I don't even have binges because I have no tolerance. I have, like, a sprint.
That's it. No sprint.
You have a tiny cup of Mad Dog 2020.
I'm not even. I'm just like,
woo! Let's go!
You guys have seen it. It's fucking hysterical.
I love it. But it rarely happens, but when it does, I'm like, yes.
Exactly.
It's like a total eclipse.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Whatever holy deities alive is looking out for me, because this is going to be a great
night. Finally, somebody's on Luke's level.
And it only took two drinks. But
I'd say four.
But I remember.
That's undermine me too much.
Here. Exactly.
No, I know I'm a cheap date, but I'm not that cheap.
I remember.
Hello, ladies.
I remember Luke and I were just like making rums and coke though that day. And like I made a rum and coke. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. And like Luke just kind of looked at me. Like I wasn't looking or watching, but he'd watch me pour. He's like, dude, that's like 90% rum.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is how I always make my rum and coke. Yeah. And this is like our third or fourth one at this point. He's like, is that how you've been doing it this entire time? I'm like, yeah, here, try it. It's good. He's like, this is pure rum.
Mind you, I'm like pretty drunk at the time. I'm still just like, oh, okay.
And as my fourth one, I'm like, nah, this is great. Come on.
Why are you not feeling shitty like me? Misery loves company, and I have no company.
I feel good.
Okay, go to bed, kid.
I feel good.
That was what I did, so I
got some sleep like I knew I would.
We can't all just be a walking dumpster fire every Saturday morning.
Yeah, but it's cool as fuck. I like when I do that.
I don't know. I'm just
fuck out of here.
I don't know if you look.
That's a lie.
So much as drunken and falling
like
over.
I walk down the street like on Halloween and all the kids are out for like trick or treating. I'm like, mommy, what's wrong with that kid? He's an alcoholic.
Never be him.
Yeah, you make it sound like you're like the quote unquote like bad kid in the 80s movies. You're just like, I drink and I make it look cool.
I'm cool.
No, I don't make it look cool. I make it look like shit.
No, you're the entire reason people are like, and this is what happens.
Like,
don't, kids.
This is like, there's a Dare poster with me as the front, like just me like
as the cover child.
Oh shit. Okay, now that reminds me. So Drew Green. His dad is a professor at York College.
Yes.
He's my general psychology professor. And he's talking about the dangers of drinking. And I had this class like 2 years before I met Drew Green.
Yeah.
And drinking, like addiction and stuff. And for one of the slides, it talks about just like effects of addiction or like whatever. But there's a picture of Drew Green with long hair, the 40 in his hand, and a cigarette in his mouth. Just like hanging down, like, the picture is hysterical. And then, I remember one day, after I met Drew Green, like, 3 years later, he, like, showed this picture. He's like, yeah,
my dad uses this picture for his psych class for addiction. He's like, oh my god.
You're that guy.
That's your dad. Oh my god.
You're the alcoholic.
Oh my god. It's like the funniest picture in the world. It's like there's Drew Green with no facial hair. More disheveled hair than mine is currently. I need a haircut, ladies and gentlemen. It's gross. But,
Luke, are you Amish?
I've been called that many times. Especially when I grew out like the chin strap one. But that's
nice job, Jedediah.
Zebediah.
Zebediah, come on.
Yeah.
All right, you're on that Rumspringa, are you?
Luke's Rumspringa.
I heard
Rumspringa's been going on for years.
I heard Rum? Spring the Rum?
Spring the Rum? I mean, dude, it's only like 4 o'clock. We give it like 3 more hours.
I might need to take a nap.
Who's the bitch now?
I never disputed not being a bitch. I mean, like, I've never said I wasn't.
I came home. I got home last night around, like, after picking up Alex, like, around, like, 7, 7:15, I started making dinner, and I was like, all right, let's get going. And I finished off, like, half a bottle of rum, of Luke's rum. Right. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem.
But, so, yeah, I was good and toasty by the time we started drinking the beer, then went out, and...
Nope, I can't do it. I'm telling you, it's just, like, my inner... It's not even a demon. It's just like,
it's an angel. Don't do that.
It's more so like hormones. Act like you've been somewhere. Right? Just like
for me, it's like or don't whatever.
Yeah, it's more often than not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Luke's inner demon killed that little angel that was on his shoulder a long time ago.
The devil on my left shoulder just came over with his. Fucking trident and just stabbed the shit out of the angel. Yeah. It's like, dude, you messed up my shirt. It's all bloody now.
Blood and, like,
and he's like, it's alright. Here's a beer. You won't remember.
He's like, yeah, you're right.
It's all good.
I don't know. And Libby, it's Libby's birthday next week.
It is. Right. And that girl, she's like, and mind you guys, Libby can drink with the guys. Yeah, like, she's one of the girls that can.
It scares me sometimes.
Basically, in our group of friends, she gives it credit. She's like, myself, John, and her. She's like, you and John are really the only ones that are able to keep up with me drinking. But she's been saying, she's like, oh yeah, like, you and me, we're going shot for shot, drink for drink. She's like, we're going to get messed up. I'm like, it's your birthday. Why am I getting included in this? But,
no, she said that to me, too. Yeah. She's just like, you're drinking with me on my birthday, right? And I was like, She's like, yeah, you are.
Just get your Mad Dog 2020, and just, like, when she does a shot, just take a little drop, and that'll get you drunk, so.
No, I know. Libby will be just like, let me get you a drink. And then next thing I know, I'm just like, this song is about me. Where's my shirt? Oh, my God. Like, I want to go to Sheets.
Marcus, why did you become a white sorority girl?
Oh, have you met me drunk?
You're not wrong.
Those hack sororities are just crazy. How did you get hazed?
I got stopped by the cops looking like yourself.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Zing.
Oh, whoa. Man.
No, actually, there's this one time where my friend who was in a sorority, she had a fucking beer bong, and she's just like, you should beer bong half this Four Loko. And that night, that was the end of that.
I actually have a story with Four Loko.
Likewise, when you're done.
This was
Four Loko.
This was before, like, they downed Four Loko, still had, like, the super amount of caffeine.
Quote, nerfed it for all you nerds.
I remember it was, like, a venti Starbucks coffee, the amount of caffeine, and, like, almost a six-pack of a beer,
yeah,
is how much was in there, which is death.
I remember this was back when I was working in the restaurant, and everyone in the restaurant thought I was very innocent, and were just like, oh my god, like, because they'd invite me to their parties and whatnot, be like, oh my god, Nick's here, like, let's get Nick drunk, he never drinks, and I'm like, yeah, joke's on you.
But shit.
I remember I got to this girl's place where they were having a party, like, if you guys ever seen Waiting and how, like, like, how they'd show, like, party, then you go in for work, and then party that night, and then you go in for work, like, that is the restaurant business. Like, it's just a rinse and repeat constantly of parties and then just showing up to work. But then all my restaurant people used to hate me because I'd drink and drink, and then I'd show up, like, in the morning, like, hey, guys, like, let's go. They're like, why are you this peppy? But anyway, got to this party, and these two girls that I was working with at the time instantly ran up to me, and they're like, here, Nick, have a Four Loko, you got a chug. It's like, we're going to get you messed up. I'm like, all right, put it down. And, like, put down Four Loko in, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes kind of thing. Because they're like, drink, drink. I'm like, all right. And then, like, all right, that's going to make you feel good. Like, here, now you can sip on this one. I'm like, all right. Finish that one in, like, 15, 20 minutes. And I just kept going, and,
why are you being nice to me? This is weird. Thank you, though. Marcus just poured me more water. He's like, you need this
water. Yeah, we should start taking a picture in here, though. That's not a bad idea. But, so, like, I put down the second Loko, and they're just like, oh, man, you're going to be really drunk. Like, here, have a third one. I'm like, all right. And it's like an hour later or so, and, I mean, you know, the Four Loko cans were pretty big, so you could definitely drink them a bit slower.
It was like 22 ounces.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around there.
So I'm on my fourth can, and these girls had gotten through one and a half. They were still on their second. And they're like, and they're just looking at me like, why aren't you drunk? And I'm just like,
Saint butt.
My tolerance. Like, they're like, no, you never drink. You're not supposed to have a tolerance. I'm like, I never said I don't drink. They're like, but you're innocent. And I go, so that's what you think.
Shit.
I'm like, I went to Catholic school. There's nothing innocent about that.
I almost went to Catholic school.
The first time I had Four Loko, it was like right when they first like started coming out. And my room, or my friend down the hall, my dorm, he had been drinking for like a couple weeks. And I was like, so I was just like, hey, if I like give you a couple bucks, can I buy a Four Loko for me? He was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I was like, and he goes, actually, if you shotgun it, I'll give it to you for free. I was like, well, that sounds like a horrible idea. But
so
he's like, but it's free. Why wouldn't you? I was like, that's all the logic I needed, apparently.
Bad decisions, ahoy! So it departs!
So we go to my room, and I started just like, I didn't shotgun the full thing the whole way. Like, I got like halfway. I was like, oh, because it was like a fruit punch. Fruit punch, which is like, it tastes like cough medicine.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, he's like, if you don't finish it, it's not for free. He's like, well, I might as well do it now. I might as well do it because
free.
I'm already halfway there. And then immediately I'm just like,
stressing.
Like shaking, like blasting off. Like my hands are shaking. I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? And like, I cannot like keep my faculties together at all. And he's like, are you okay? He's like, I'm okay, I just can't stop this right now, and my hand is just all over the place. So, he's like, alright, don't drink anymore. I was like, yeah, I wasn't planning on it. So, after a while, I was like, okay, like, I chilled out. But the thing is, like, because with all the alcohol and the caffeine, you don't feel drunk. Like,
oh, yeah.
You drink one, you're like, okay, whatever, let's have another. So that, like, that semester, I was like, yeah, I'll have one. Feel fine. Second one, blackout. This is like not even just like a.
Jesus.
It's blurry. Yeah. It's like, you know, now I was like, no, I'm done. Like,
no, I think the first time I ever had one, I think I only had one Four Loko and maybe one or two shots.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yeah.
Like floored. Like good night, Irene.
It's like people started dying off, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, then they're like, maybe we should lower the caffeine amount.
But that's the thing, people were drinking like three of them in a night.
Yeah. I just talked about drinking four, but.
Okay, we get it. You're cooler than us.
You fucking walking dare ad.
Nick left the Four Loko and
No. Like, I totally am not the walking dare ad. I am a responsible adult with a full time job. Luke is the walking dare ad.
I only do it on the weekends.
Semi-dare-ad.
Semi-dare-ad.
Weekend dare.
Weekend dare. So
I dare you to say sober.
Dumb. Jokes.
I got that in the bag.
You do.
I do.
So, I wanted to bring up this story, just talking bad decisions here. I don't know if you guys saw this. I sent it into the group. This is too funny. This is the title. This is the title for this article. Cinnamon roll can explodes inside man's butt during shoplifting incident.
How?
Determination. That's how.
He clenched too hard.
Wait, his butt? Like, up his butt? Or like, oh,
yeah. What?
Martin Klein, 41, of Las Vegas, was arrested after a shoplifting incident turned horribly wrong. According to reports, Mr. Klein and his partner, Jerry Weiss, had stolen several grocery items from the Las Vegas Walmart. Reportedly, Klein and Weiss had entered their Las Vegas Walmart at approximately 11 a.m. and headed towards the breakfast food aisle. Both of the men have taken several cans of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls from the aisle and headed towards the bathroom. According to CCTV footage, Klein and his partner entered the restroom and stayed inside for nearly 20 minutes before exiting. This is a quote from another guy here. I had went to the bathroom to wash my hands when I heard a man in one of the stalls moaning. I had no idea what was happening. I washed my hands and went back to my station in the deli department. Jonathan Peterson, an employee of the store. When Klein was
he had to include, I washed my hands.
Of course he did. Yeah. Fucking PR, bro.
Right?
Let's see. It goes on. I asked Mr. Klein to show me. This is a security guard. I asked Mr. Klein to show me the items he'd taken to the restroom. Mr. Klein denied taking any items in the restroom, and then he walked away toward the front of the store. I followed him as he met up with other person he was in the restroom with. I grabbed Mr. Klein, and that's when his friend squeezed KY jelly in my face. KY got all in my eyes and on the floor. I attempted to grab Mr. Klein, and that's when both of us fell. I fell on top of him, and that is when I heard a loud popping noise. Mr. Klein screamed loudly and then fluid started running from his backside. It was so disgusting, but at least I caught the suspect.
Luke's face is amazing.
According to eyewitnesses, the EMT that...
It just keeps getting worse, and I think it can't get worse, and it does!
According to eyewitnesses, the EMT that treated Klein on the scene said the Pillsbury cinnamon roll at can exploded due to the amount of pressure inside Klein's anus coupled with the shock of the fall. The can and its contents were removed from Mr. Klein. Mr. Klein was treated for his injuries, then put into custody of the police. Let's see. Weiss gave a bizarre statement to authorities upon his arrest. I hope Mr. Martini will be okay. We just wanted to spice up the lovemaking tonight with something sweet and thought that cinnamon rolls would do the trick. Well, at least my darling got the cinnamon buns he wanted. I hope he has some leftovers for me to try.
Oh, my God.
Both men are being held on bond, or on a $3,000 bond.
So, first, just to start simply, like, who wants to eat those cinnamon rolls after they've been up there?
Apparently his, is partner.
Oh, my God.
This is like, what is going through people's minds?
The part where you're just like, he sprayed the KY in the dude's in his eyes. That's when that
Walmart security guard's like, I do not get paid enough for this.
No, but my immediate thought was just, pocket sand, sha sha sha.
Oh my God.
Bam to the face. Scatter.
All right, and go. All right, I got my items. But
I'm sorry, like, and also, like, I don't see how you can run with something like that up your ass.
I don't see how you could fit that up. Like, you're right. I mean, you guys have seen those. Those aren't small cans.
No, they're not. Again, gonna go with determination.
I don't.
In the bathroom for 20 minutes moaning. Yeah, I would say that was some pretty determined work.
Is he that or is a good wank?
I mean, are there like meth in those cinnamon rolls? Like, because like I like cinnamon rolls, but if I'm gonna steal them, I'm just gonna take them and then take my chance of getting caught. Like, I'm never desperate. Just like, let's figure this out. Okay.
Oh God, I just got it. Like,
and then you can't run if you get caught.
Like, for some reason, it didn't click in my mind as I was reading it, but I just thought about it. I'm like, they were using the KY to get it up there. I'm just like, they lubed up that can and then shoved it up.
That's how cans and lube work.
Yeah,
have you ever?
Wow, science. Figured it out.
Woo!
You can do that all yourself.
Let's give you a pop quiz on this next week.
Nick, a.k.a. Batman over here. World's greatest detective.
Use the lube to help me get up there.
Ooh.
That just makes it all the grosser then. Just like, the can exploded, so it's the cinnamon roll dough mixing with the KY in this man's anus, then.
God.
Flip and Slide Cinnamon. That's the stage name, folks.
I'm gonna throw up.
From the story, or from your hangover?
From Dojo, from that name.
Flip and Slide Cinnamon.
It's now in Brazers.
Well, now I cannot ever eat cinnamon rolls again. And I love
them. I'm gonna be second guessing Lex the next time I look at a roll. I'm just like, were you living in Venus?
You go up to an employee, excuse me, have they been in any foreign places? What do you mean, sir?
Like, no, never they're mind. Not from, like, they're not from, like, Europe or anything, if that's right. No. I mean, foreign bodily places?
I'm gonna call security if you don't walk away.
Exactly. We have some weird dude. He's probably on drugs, holding a can of cinnamon rolls and asking if they can have somebody's ass.
Okay, let's call a psych ward.
Alright, drinking stories 101. You guys are never gonna believe what happened today.
We'll be sitting here and doing the podcast like, yeah, Luke couldn't join us for some reason. But look, there's this really interesting story that we found.
Cinnamon rolls, oh.
Oh, shit.
We're in the cut right here.
Please enjoy a moment from our sponsors.
Elevator music.
It'll just be Steve here.
He's like, can I be done yet? No.
It's not. Marcus and I are going to go find this. Just keep doing it.
Just keep going. We need like 2 more minutes. See if you got this. I'm gonna run out of all my dupes. Keep going!
Keep going!
Keep going!
I got no more dupes left.
I can't do no more!
I already
did the
dupe
a dee, the dupe a doo. What else do I do a doo?
There's certain things that should go in human beings, and cinnamon rolls are not one.
Cinnamon roll cans!
Cinnamon.
You're not wrong.
Oh, so no. Cinnamon rolls themselves are fine, but not actual.
The cans
are where Nick draws the line.
The cans are worse. Look, a cinnamon roll itself is bad, but it wouldn't be that bad. You're sticking up aluminum can that is pressurized.
Yeah, somebody's like adamantly defending this.
I got to
defend myself. Get it. We get it. You don't. We know what's worse, but you don't do either.
Cross promotion here.
Don't do both.
Fuck it. No. Cross promotion here. Pringles should totally get in on this because once it pops, the fun don't stop.
Oh, God.
I hate you.
Oh my god.
Brings a whole new meaning to it.
Luckily, I don't like Pringles that much.
So. You fucking communist.
I don't know. I prefer like our local stuff like Martin's and Utz.
Stop being needy. I like local fresh grown potato chips, grass-fed potatoes.
Were these free-range potatoes?
GMO-free, right? Yeah.
GMO-free? Organic.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, these potatoes are kale-flavored. Amazing!
Oh, God. But yeah, I saw it. I remember it. Like, that popped up in... Somebody on my Facebook shared that story, and I was just like, and that's going into the group.
This is happening.
Oh, God. But I seriously was crying when I read that the first time, though. I'm just like, what? Like, I was in tears, just dying.
I'm just laughing because, listeners, Luke has like this weird does not like butt stuff
at all.
No, in case
you haven't noticed by the previous episodes, yeah, like, I have no desire to do butt stuff.
Even when we joke about it, like when we're all hanging out just ripping on each other or whatever.
When butt stuff gets brought up, Luke's like,
would physically see Luke like get cringe and like he looks like a turtle just shriveling back into his shell.
Stop it.
But the entire time his face is like, the fuck? Wait, what?
What?
It just builds.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
It's just like getting worse and worse and worse.
No, stop it!
No. Don't go there! There is no going back on that one.
That's not what that... You don't stick that there,
I
sir.
I just don't get it. Like, because there's this one girl, like, wait, I mean, this is going to be graphic, so we might edit it out or whatever, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. But
strap in.
Yeah, so this girl, and like, we were hooking up, blah, 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 and then it's like, do you want to, like, do anal? Like, no. But I never have.
She just reaches over. She's like, I got these cinnamon buns.
And then they just go.
She's like, oh, but, you know, for the front side, I need something else there, too. So I'm going to need you to slide this toast strudel between the tits.
And then use the cream to lather them up. Wow!
I mean, that doesn't sound that bad. Like, it could be interesting. Like, it doesn't sound gross.
Like, Luke's like,
it's going to be messy. Luke's like, you're going to hate having ants in your bed that. For the next month, but...
Like, Luke's like, well, it's 3 a.m. and I'm hungry, so right. Warm that strudel up, girl.
So when like, in Rome!
So this girl's like, just let's try. I was like, okay. And I know that my body's just like, definitely gets it because my dick just went limp. It's like, no, mm-mm.
Not instant limp dick.
Just like, this is not happening.
She was just like, you want to try it? I was like, do you want to try it? It's your butt. Like,
this is easy for me. Like,
I mean, I'm not, she's yeah. like, but I asked you. I'm just like, oh, fucking no, man.
Yes, if you want to, maybe. Like,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's up to you.
Sorry, and then just like the smell of it, I don't feel like it's going to be appealing. Like,
that's why you do it right next to the shower.
Or in the shower, if ever at all. Oh, like, I don't know what's worse, like having sex with a girl on her period or just doing anal. Like, it's...
why don't you do both?
I've had sex with a girl on her period, and obviously I don't hope for it, but I don't mind it that much. Whereas, No.
Luke's like, I've gone too far.
No.
See on Luke's resume, no problem running red lights, but will not play in the mudslide. It's like this.
Well, I think one of the things, like, if you guys ever read I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, talk about next.
Yes,
the,
I have.
The Texas story, like, when he's like, oh, no, not the Texas. No, when he's dating this girl for a while.
Yeah.
And he's like, wants to try anal with her, and he takes her some convincing, and he's like, all right, well, when we do it, we're going to make a night up. We're going to take me out to dinner. It's going to be like a super day night, and then we're going to do anal. So he calls his friend, and yep. He's like, you know, all right, so we're going to be out to dinner, go to my house, get in my closet, and you're going to videotape it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
So I was like, okay, so he and his girl are like, they're doing their thing in the bed, and she goes like, I just remember how stated in the book, she very essentially said, I'm ready. Because I knew what that meant. So it starts happening, and then this is probably like one of the reasons why I have such an aversion to it, because just from reading this. But, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. How seventh grade?
I'm a wonderful. I'm immature. So
we never knew.
So
really.
Like, also at one point, like during, he feels like something warm around his dick, and it's just like he touches, like, what is this? And then it starts smelling. He's like, oh god. So he turns the light on. He's like, holy shit! Oh my god! And so he throws up on her before she even realized what's happening. And so she sees it, she sees what's happening, she's gonna throw up, and so she throws up all over the bed, and his friend in the closet falls out of the closet and throws up all over the floor. Girl runs out, he never heard from her again. Like, they've been dating for a long time, they never spoke again.
I don't blame her. That's one of those things, just like, that happened, it didn't.
Yep,
I'm gonna in the village.
I'm gonna change my name, like, no.
Well, I mean,
oh, God.
That shit is, like, bedroom shit is weird and embarrassing. Like, that's one of the things they don't...
I just want to know, I'm not kink-shaming anything. It's just not for me. Whatever you're into, whatever you're into, that's totally folks.
As long
totally
as it's
cool.
Not cinnamon buns up the butt.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's fucked up. You have it for me. I'm going to take you to the mental ward to fix you.
Pringles do not drop the ball. Anyway... But no, that's like one of the things they don't teach you, because like all the videos is just like, well, Karen, it's Karen's first time, and she's really in love with Thomas, and they're gonna do it tonight. And it shows like, it's like health class and everything goes swimmingly. It's like, yeah, the first time was great, but it doesn't show like when you get a cramp or you're sweating and you're farting.
It's like,
and
you
like,
gotta fart. Shit.
Like... yeah, and you're like, damn near passed out. You're just like, are you done yet? Like,
there we go. We need to start petitioning to the U.S. government. Let the trophy husband start teaching sex ed. We'll teach the real problems.
I would love it.
All right, strap in, kids. Make sure that you gotta sign waivers for this.
Your parents have to sign waivers.
One, because the content. Two, because you might need therapy afterwards.
Let me tell you why condoms are amazing and why you should wear them.
Yes.
Because you don't want a baby with her. No. You don't want a baby with him. No, you don't.
No. You want that? No, you don't.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, with people are just like, yeah, porn and this. I'm just like, I don't want that shit. It's not for me. Because none of AIDS fake
real.
AIDS fake as shit. It's just like, oh my god. And like you
it's
don't
like once he like touches his dick to her vagina, it's just like she starts screaming,
oh, I'm coming.
No, you're not, stop it.
it's so pleasurous. There's gonna be times when that's A, not gonna happen. There's gonna be times when that will happen, and you're just gonna be like, you're too fucking loud. Can you dial it back?
Look, my roommate's trying to sleep
there. I dig the appreciation, but it's like, if I give you a pencil, you don't have to send me a muffin basket. Like,
that's the thing. Like, my ex was like, she was super, super loud. And like, I was like, I enjoyed it because it's like,
okay. Yeah.
And then, but like, because at the time, like, I lived on the second floor, and Greg, like, he didn't live directly below me, but he lived, and then, like, there's like, an extension off the house where he's like, dude, I can fucking hear her every night. Oh my god, like, she faking. It's like, no, she's not. It's just how she is. Like, but it's like, and so, but sometimes it's like, I questioned it. Like, are you? She's like, no, it's all good. It's like, okay, fine.
All right, cool. Like, works for me.
Don't look at the man behind the green curtain.
No, I still just remember the one time, Lopez. I think it was Lopez, Steve. Myself and Topher were chilling at your guys' place before going to the bar, and you guys came in and just went into the bathroom, was doing the shower, and we could hear you, and Topher's just like, at one point, I know he like went up right by the door, and he's just like, I can't wait to get married, so then I can have sex, I hope it's fun! He's like, I know you two aren't doing anything inappropriate in there!
Oh my god. It's like my one roommate, Kara, at the time, she's like, oh my god, can you do this? And I was like, no, I'm not going to tell you what to do in bed. Like, and she's like, every time that you and your girlfriend are having sex, it sounds like a fucking porno. I'm like, yeah, you want to come watch? Maybe you'll learn something.
Woo!
Whoa!
Sorry, I fucking hated that girl. Like, my roommate was I should not have said her name, but the last names, but she was awful. Like, oh, the funniest thing, there was, it was, like, we were going into spring break, and, like, we had all gone out, like, everyone was at the bar, and I'm with somebody, and, like, of course, we're doing it. So, yeah. But, so I walk out, like, and I'm really drunk, and I come out, like, go to the bathroom, and Kara's just, like, standing out in the hallway, like, I guess she had, like, heard me coming up, or, like, and she's staring, like, and I'm, like, just butt-ass naked, like, dick's out, like, everything.
Yeah!
And she's like, oh, hey, what's up? She's like, well,
I can see something that's not up.
I was like, well, you're being really fucking loud. I was like, okay, what do you have to do tomorrow? I was like, I have a plane to get on to Cancun in 3 hours. Like, oh,
it takes so much effort.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I'm waking you up. I was like, fuck off. And just went back in.
there was one time, totally different, but I was hooking up with somebody, and she kept her sex toys, like, behind her pillows, and I had happened to feel one, but I didn't say anything. I was like,
okay.
Like, I was, because, you know, I had my hand behind the mount and, like, keep it, and I was just like, the fuck is that? And I feel it. I'm just like, But I wasn't just like, oh my god, you have a dildo? Like, you do that?
A lot of girls do, like.
Yeah, like.
It's normal.
And then, like, later, she actually just, like, took them from behind and, like, moved it because we needed the pillows for stuff, but she's just like, she's like, don't judge me, but there's just, like, sex toys. But I'm just like, I figured that out, like, 30 minutes ago.
You're like, hey, judging, it's whatevs.
Like, girl, you're late to the party. I don't give a shit.
It's like, look, it's easier for guys. You guys have to work a little more.
Like, hey, man, if it wasn't me, you're going to use that. So get them the fuck out of here. Like, hey, man, excuse me. Whatever the hell she's named you, you've been outsourced for the evening.
Sorry, you've been replaced by the Marcus.
Temporarily. I'm just standing in.
You can get back there tonight, or tomorrow night, I mean.
Yeah, hope you don't mind me. I'm just a stand-in.
I'm just, you know, I'm just bowling through.
Just passing through, just enjoying some time
with your owner here.
She's a nice lady. Yeah.
She's a nice lady. I dig what she's putting down. Mm-hmm. She's going to get herself some Hershey's chocolate for the evening and some Jiffy peanut butter, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Reese's Pieces.
You mean she's going to make you a sandwich afterwards?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Shit, now I'm just having an idea. Like, I want a peanut butter and Reese's Pieces sandwich. I've never had it before, but it sounds amazing. Sorry.
No. What you should do is make it peanut butter and Nutella and then put Reese's Pieces in the middle.
Oh my gosh, there I'm going to diabetic shock. I love it.
I'll tell you what is good, though, is like toast with then, to like hot toast with peanut butter and honey.
Yes.
Bang it.
That's amazing.
Bang it. No.
You know what you have to do? Take a banana. Slice it in half, uh-huh. Eat it hot dog style. Shit is fucking amazing. Like, angels made that shit.
Oh, speaking of hot dogs, I was telling Marcus about this.
Yeah.
This is, like, this just flabbergasted me because last night, when they were doing the whole bike night and everything, like, there are stands up and everything. There's one stand out in front of the market. And I'm just like, those guys are making bank.
Right.
Because they were selling hot dogs for $3.
Jesus Christ. Where at?
Right out in front of the market. I'm just like, and I mean, you know, it was so crowded enough, and especially like all the main restaurants and whatnot, I'm sure people were buying hot dogs for $3. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's like when Burger King started their, like, serving hot dogs, like, they're making way too much money off that. Like, I mean, the hot dogs are like, what, like $5 for like a pack?
For like a 12 pack or something. 12, like, yeah, not even not 5. It's probably like $2.50 or something.
It all depends on what kind you get as
well. Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's definitely, yeah, versus like
get those kosher, those beef franks.
Right.
Yeah.
But God, like, the profit return on Burger King's hot dogs has got to be through the fucking roof. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean, how many people really want to get a hot dog from Burger King?
But when they do, like, I mean, like they're making bank.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like $2 for a Burger King. $2 or $3 for. Like hot dogs with ketchup relish or like whatever they put on
them. I think that it's like a 2-pack. I think you get 2.
Oh, okay.
Still, regardless.
Yeah. So people are gonna get that. Like, ooh.
It's like when the Burt, like, forever ago, they used to have the fucking chili because they'd be the burgers that got broken up, and rather than throw them out, they'd make chili.
Yeah.
Or Burger King used to make tacos.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wait, really?
Yeah, they had Burger King tacos.
I do not recall that at all.
They were
all
right. Yeah.
And Taco Bell's just like, don't go where we're going, that's our whole stick!
Taco Bell got rid of the fucking kids menu, like, forever ago, because they realized nobody that has a kid goes to Taco Bell.
Because if you did, you're a terribly irresponsible parent.
I mean, they do, but they know their demographic. That's why they're open late. Like, come on!
How many sober people are at Taco Bell open late?
Zero.
Maybe one. Maybe a guy that just got off late work.
I mean, I enjoy a good, you know, every once in a while, you know.
Oh, nice. I couldn't even tell you the last time I ate Taco Bell. It's been years. Like, literally, it's probably been like a decade. I'm not even exaggerating on that.
It's been a couple months, but.
Yeah, it's not like my go-to. Like, I mean, over the summer, like, when I work, there's. On the way home, there's a Taco Bell, so at the end of the day, I was like, I don't feel like making food when I get home, so.
My go-to, if anything, if I'm getting, like, fast food kind of thing, I honestly, like, I don't do Mickey D's or any of that stuff much anymore, like.
Yeah, same.
My go-to is I'm just like, oh, I'll just stop at Sheetz, get an MTO kind of thing. I'm just like, it's made to order, I know it's at least a little bit fresher.
I was reading this article that actually, like, you know, our generation is more catered to, like, going to the gas station, like, Rutter's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's funny, because like, you go back, like, 30 stations, or 40 years ago, and there was such a huge stigma around gas station food. It's like, ew, yeah. You get that sandwich, you got egg salad sandwich from a gas station?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Fucking Futurama.
Exactly. But now it's just like, I mean, that's where we go to get food. Yeah. Like,
yeah, and also.
Like, don't judge me, fuck you.
Also, like, they have strong market value. Like, think about if you're in South Central Pennsylvania, where we're at, Sheetz is big. If you go elsewhere, Wawa's big. Mm-hmm. If you go elsewhere, like,
it's. Oh, yeah, so it keeps on going.
Like, yeah, you get, like, Sev and other. Like, it's a thing now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you know, you can go.
The stigma is completely gone of getting shitty food from a gas station.
I'm sorry.
I was watching this episode of Scrubs, like, the other day. And the dude's in the hospital because he got, like, gas station sushi. And he's like, it came free with the Philip. Was I supposed to just throw it? He's like, yes, you were supposed to throw it away.
I do got to say, though, I'm sorry. I'm making two statements here. First off, Sheetz, better than Wawa's. Second off, Royal Farm Chicken, not that good.
Really? Okay, well, I...
Really?
Thing is, like, for your first statement, gas station food, like, I love it all. Like, I mean, I'm not really too rich. I love it all. The only reason why I like Rutter's most because I think it's relatively... Wawa and Rutter's are cheaper than Sheetz.
And also, depending on what you get...
Right.
One outweighs the other because, Rutter's has very good wings. Like, their wings are amazing. Oh, really?
I've never had Rutter's wings.
Always
get their breakfast.
Yes.
Stuff, yeah. And your second statement of Royal Farm Chicken, shut up, Satan bot. Because Royal Farm Chicken is fucking bomb. Like, for my stepmom's birthday the other weekend, she's like, can we just get, like, a bunch of Royal Farm fried chicken? So we're from Royal Farms. Like, okay. It's not expensive, and it's delicious. Like,
it is.
You can't really, like, it's better than, like, KFC or any of that shit. Like, so.
I don't know. I kind of like KFCs.
I mean, I like KFC. I'm not...
I like it, but...
One of those things I haven't had in years.
Right.
And I don't recall the last time I had Popeyes.
Yeah.
For me, personally, fried chicken, I go across the market to Bear's.
Right, yeah, because that place is right there, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, but Bear's, I mean, like, I've been going there since I was, like, five kind of thing. Like, my dad used to take me there, and I don't know, maybe that just spoiled me on it. I was like, that's, like, the best fried chicken I've ever had.
See, that's more so, like, freshly made.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to just, like
gas station. Here's a chain restaurant of...
Like, hey, Fred, we're going to need you to throw in that new batch of frozen bird. All right, cool. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to smoke.
I'm still just saying, though, like, and you guys have heard it, like, and obviously, because Luke was just defending it, but, I mean, so many people are, like, rave about Royal Farms chicken. Like, I remember...
It is fucking delicious.
I remember when it first started coming into the area, people were like, oh, my God, it's so good. And, like, I was like, all right, cool. And then I tried it. I was like, eh.
I mean, because you're probably spoiled from the market.
It's definitely like sewer chicken compared to the market.
but still, I mean, it's really hard to fuck up fried chicken too.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I mean,
yeah, when I worked in the restaurant, we were doing fried chicken. Of course, they didn't call it fried; they called it roasted, but it was just fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
But you can definitely mess it up. I've seen people burn it and just like. I'm like, I don't even understand how you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now I'm just hungry for
food. I know, right? Now I'm just like, man, I could go for some fried chicken.
Is there a fried chicken buffet anywhere? Old Country Buffet.
I think they have fried chicken.
Where dreams go to die. And minivans litter the parking lot.
Yeah.
And old people flock to at 4 o'clock.
Oh, tell everybody about how Infinito's went the other day.
Oh, Jesus!
So, because it was, we were doing the talk, like, Nick and I stayed up all night last week, last Friday night.
As we said.
Right. And so, it was the middle of the day, like, I wasn't hungry at all, because I was still feeling like shit, but I was just like, I need to eat something, and I need a lot of something for cheap. I was like, oh, Infinito's. That'd be cool. And every time, Infinito's is a pizza buffet. Yeah, because that's a local thing. So I was like, all right, I'm going to Infinito's. I'm hungry, and I'm going to eat all the pizza. Like, the only thing better than pizza is more pizza. And there's always more pizza at Infinito's.
You ain't wrong.
That should be, like, Infinito's slogan right there. The only thing better than pizza is more pizza.
And there's
Infinito's.
And there's always more pizza.
And there's always more pizza at Infinito's.
So I'm just like, I got to Infinito's, like, probably like 10 minutes before Nick and Steve did, and I'm just like shoveling it back, like, oh my god, just like, I'm so hungry.
Luke's being a fat kid,
right? Exactly. Like, I it's like I've got like a plate of pizza with like five pieces like stacked on top of each other, with a side of ranch on the side, just like this little slathering.
Okay, fucking Bruce Bugtrotter over here, right? From Matilda eating the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Oh, what a pool,
right?
Nice, though. That's kind of where my mind went too,
right? Yeah. I'm just like, I need something to fix me.
Love and sympathy,
right? It fixed momentarily, but
hey.
Then,
I've had bad sex and I've had bad pizza, but pizza's let me down far less than bad sex and bad women. So anyway, the thing is that, like, with Infinito's, every time there's like probably a 10-minute period of gratification, like after you're and after that you feel like garbage, and not just for like a few, like an hour.
It's like the rest of the night.
So the rest of the night, like, we were at Murph's later that night. It was like 11 o'clock or so. And I was still, like, I was feeling a little bit better, but oh, like afterwards when it, we were back at Nick's, I'm just laying on this couch, just like, ugh, fuck.
I was just Help me! Okay, I wasn't quite that extreme, but I was the same way. Luke's just like, man, like, I'm not hungover or anything. I just feel a little bit under the weather, and I was like, I do too. Like, I'm a little queasy. Yeah, I think it's the pizza.
It's Infinitas. And then at the bar, I could tell, like, you were still feeling it.
I was like, feeling it. Yeah. Like, I was hot. Right. Like, I was so freaking hot last weekend.
And then this, and he's like, I think this pizza just fucked me up. Like,
This pizza's worse than any kind of shot I've ever had, man.
Yeah. Can you feel it, Mr. Krabs?
Art thou feeling it? Yes.
Art thou feeling it, Mr. Krabs?
I think Infinitas, it's terrible until you take a nice solid dump, and then you're good.
Right.
Like, you have to get rid of
it. But that dump takes forever to come. I'm saying, I need to poop, but I can't.
And it's all like
greasy. It's all that cheese, man. You're all backed up.
Cheesy, greasy dump.
See, right now I'm thinking, like, I can go to Infinitas, but now we're talking about the aftermath. I don't want
you're
to.
You're like, nope, never mind. Oh,
I
could
totally go. If I just need, like, Alfredo pizza and chicken bacon ranch.
The Alfredo's banging.
I get so much Alfredo.
I need that.
Stop
in my
teasing
life.
Me.
Tease you. We can go.
He's like, I want to, but I'm gonna regret it.
No.
Hashtag the Luke Hooper story. I want to, but I'm going to regret it.
And then I did.
And then I did.
Is that your next tattoo? Because it should be.
I don't have any tattoos. Joke's on you. First tattoo.
There you go. Alright, here's a question. If we could have any buffet, like, you, anything, what is it?
I mean, like, I was saying Old Country Buffet. I mean, the quality's not that great, but that kind of, like, homestyle.
No, but he's saying, like, food particularly, aren't you?
Are you talking about, like, specific, or just, yeah, like, just what, like, kind of buffet?
Just any kind of style, like
oh, you like that,
like pizza, or do you want, like, the more homey?
Right, there was this, back in my hometown, there was this place called Cactus Willie's, and my great-grandmother loved Cactus Willie's, and I was like, I do too, but it was, the food was fantastic. It wasn't just like, you know, we've been sitting here, like, this high quality, really good food, and it's like, and I just love going there, and I guess I have that kind of...
I know I would regret it, but if I could have it, I think I'd go for, like, an El Rodeo's, like, Mexican food buffet. El Rodeo, like, I know I would regret it, but El Rodeo's is delicious. Like, their enchiladas and stuff, dude. God. Like, I can eat those all day.
Definitely. I always get fucking Pepe's combo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the biggest platters ever.
It's huge.
Do you want a dump truck of food, sir? Yes! I will take Pepe's combo.
Take two, please.
And I will take a raspberry iced tea, and I'm gonna shovel this shit the fuck down. Yeah.
I mean, I know I would regret that, but it would be so delicious.
I was going to say pretty much what you said, but since you took my answer, there's actually this one in Harrisburg. It's all Indian food.
Ooh.
It's so fucking good. Like, I remember Rory I literally...
curry.
Yeah, like curry, and they had like a special spice chicken and stuff like that. And I remember I literally ate until I hurt. I was in my friend's car, just like in the passenger seat, just like... I need to get to the hospital. This baby's coming out soon.
I need an adult.
Yeah. But yeah, I had like four different plates of just straight entrees, and they had like this, it was like pudding, but it was almost like a peachy pudding, but it had like nuts and berries and stuff in it, and it was so, I'm just like, I'll take four bowls of that. I ate myself into another dimension.
Mm-hmm. Or an Italian food buffet would be good too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, like a genuinely good Italian food
kind of thing. Infinitas.
They have genuinely pasta good. Too.
Luke, always with the regrettable decisions. Right in the pipeline.
SS bad decision.
Yeah, I used to be like, when I go to Infinitas, be like, I'll get a salad just to try to be healthy. He's like,
It's a fucking pizza buffet.
It doesn't count.
No, that's how I always
justify. You ate a salad, you ate eight pizzas. It doesn't matter.
No, that's how I always try to justify with Infinitas. Right. I go in there, I'll eat like three plates full of pizza, and like you, like, stacking it on top, and then I'm like, I'm gonna have a salad. And they go back for three more plates.
I used to do that too.
I'm like, salad equals it out.
It's like, it doesn't even matter. I'm not gonna try to be healthy right
it's
now.
Like, if you, like, roll into somewhere, like, yeah, let me get a number three, a number two, and a Diet Coke. Like, fuck out of here.
No, the Diet Coke means you're being healthy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and water's not fucking wet. Get the hell out of my face. Really?
You gotta do that for yourself, though. Just be like, no, I swear, I'm being healthy. It's what I do.
No, man. If I'm burning down the village, I'm wearing gasoline drawers.
Like,
Like, I was, and they like, had the
not Alfredo, holding back.
No, and they had the Alfredo sauce on the side, so it was just an extra Alfredo. Like, if we're going in, I'm going down.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah, I've been in Venus where I get the Alfredo pizza and get Alfredo sauce. So
yeah. Okay, I haven't done that one.
Yeah,
I haven't done that one.
I feel like I'm in a confession booth.
Right now. I'm not Alfredo. This really is confession booth for every week.
Like, pretty much our man-made like, confession booth.
Like, I just had to get this out.
So no. It's Luke on the toilet.
It's like this.
Just say the Alfredo sauce on the Alfredo pizza makes me think of back in high school. There was this one friend of ours who absolutely loved cheese. And I remember the one time it was like the grossest thing ever. Like, you remember those little packets you can still get, like where you get like crackers or pretzels and like dip them in cheese sauce kind of thing? Mm-hmm. He would have that. But then he would also have just, like, cheese sticks. And he would be dipping his cheese sticks in the cheese sauce. And we're like, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ?
His name was Nick. And we'd be like, Jesus Christ, Nick. Like, you're going to be so constipated. Like, do you ever go to the bathroom?
He's like, whatever. I don't give a shit. This is good.
Yeah, you don't give one.
I mean, I do, like, I love cheese. Like, I buy mozzarella sticks in the giant fucking frozen containers, and I could eat them every day.
Like, I can do that, but I think I've said about this before on here. I don't like what I call, like, raw cheese. Like, I need my cheese melted. Like, I'm not, like, the kind of person, like, oh, I'm gonna make a ham and cheese sandwich without it being hot.
Oh, really?
I don't like the texture. For some reason, the texture.
I don't like, like string cheese. I've never liked string cheese.
I always just, I've watched, like, my mom's a real big string cheese and cheese sticks, and I'm just like, gross. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Like, I like the flavor, but I'm just like, I just don't like the taste.
Fry my cheese.
I like cheese. Actually, there's this, it's in Chicago. It's like a Chicago thing, if I remember correctly. They take, like, mozzarella ravioli,
yeah,
but they batter it and deep fry it, like flash fry it, and then you get, like, warm marinara sauce to dunk and eat.
Oh.
Sorry, this episode's over. I'm walking out.
Luke's like, I'm on my way!
I'm going to Chicago!
It's like a 10-hour drive. We'll make it.
They were big. They were, like,
hot dang.
Like, probably, like,
puck size, like a hockey puck.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Like two, and you get like I think four or five of them
dang.
In order. Mm-hmm. So we should see if we can try and like recreate something like that up here. We should just try it one weekend.
For sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. I've got some culinary skills. I can do that. Right. But on that note, Luke, I think has the right thing. We're over an hour here, guys. So how about we wrap it up? I have a family thing I gotta get to here shortly.
You don't even like family.
I do. Unlike you, I love my family.
My family. Don't throw shade on the.
You were throwing
videos.
Shade at me first.
Not at your family. I was just like, oh, whatever. No. I'm gonna pee in your mouth.
What is it with you and peeing in mouths?
Because it's like it's the worst thing that could happen to you.
I don't know. Cinnamon buns up the butt. That's pretty bad.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
In your butt? Is that better for you? Will that work for you, Marcus?
I knew this one kid who he used to scream that. He was just like, we'd be out somewhere like, hey girl, let me pee in that butt. And I was like, why the fuck are you here?
Like, best pickup line ever. It's like, damn girl, you shit with that ass.
That just made me think though, I'm just thinking of The Simpsons when Bart would call into Moe's and like give like some ridiculous name. And I remember the one time was, is there an IP in butts here? Is there an IP in butts?
Alright, find me. It's Marcus. On, what do I want to do first? Quez, MAV, that is Twitter, and that is Instagram, and then SIRMAV, that is Snapchat.
Quez, it's your nickname. Quez.
Hey!
Hey-o.
And it's the weekend.
It's like easy E, G easy, Q easy.
You're reaching.
Are you a rapper now? Yeah. Can you rap for me, please?
Not this episode.
Wait, now they're super rolling.
I'm Luke. You can find me at Murph's or one of the other many bars that, you know, whatever.
Offering butt stuff for money.
No. You know that I'm in a dark place when I start doing that.
Of course you're in a dark place.
Ow!
I hate you. Anyway, okay.
The epilogue for Dad and Brown Town will be sung by Luke.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. That's Hook Louver. And you can find me on... Okay, it's funny. Like, we got it. You done?
Like, nobody's disrupting you. You just were
laughing. You're laughing just like... I'm so funny.
You just were fucking angry.
Because I heard you chuckling, just trying to be quiet about...
I'm trying to be quiet.
Yeah, you. It wasn't working is my point.
You're just mad because I'm feeling well and you're feeling well. You feel like... a bag of dicks that are on fire. Continue the outro.
That dick is Duke on Luver. Fire. Snapchat. Okay. Bye.
I have nothing. I'm not saying anything. The fuck rest. You. I'm done. I'm done.
Eat some Infinitos.
I'm done.
And suck it up like the rest
I'm
of
done.
Us. I am Nick. You can find. I am Nick. You can find me on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. All at NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can find the official trophy on right Twitter now. At the True Trophy. Hit us up, and don't forget, new episodes always drop every Tuesday. Look for a new episode on Trophy Tuesdays. Have a good week.
Fucking goodbye.